You're listening to a podcast from Victory. We find our true security in Christ. Learn more about this truth in week two of The Fine Line.
We're continuing this series entitled Fine Line. And in this series, we're basically talking about certain areas, okay, in our lives, especially when it comes to the resources, the finances that we have, that seems to be crossing a fine line, okay? Why? Kasi there are things, there are issues, there are concerns that we do that seems to be confusing, okay? Kasi pag define po natin yung word na fine line, it means that a line that is very small or a fine line is a very small difference between two things that may seem different, okay? So, minsan, parang magkaiba or parang minsan magpareho, pero actually magkaiba sila. Okay, magkaiba sila. Medyo nakakalito lang at times. To give you an example, siguro, a lot of times, kapag may nagsasabi po sa akin, may nagde-describe po sa akin, sabihin nila, si Pastor Jerry, yung mataba. Okay, so medyo na-offend po ako. So, naniniwala po ba kayo na mataba ako? Ay, hindi. Okay, so buti naman. Kanina, madami nagtaas sa 5 p.m. eh. Talagang na-hurt ako. So, kasi, I would tell them, kasi na-offend ako kasi I wanna clarify to them that hindi po ako mataba. Chubby lang. Okay, so may fine line po kasi between being someone who's mataba at saka isang taong chubby na tulad ko. So may fine line po. Okay, so minsan din na siguro na-encounter ko yung fine line whenever people would tell me that oh Jerry, you know what, you're quite humble. So na-encourage po ako. Kasi for me, may fine line po kasi between humble tsaka pogi. So parang feeling ko, thank you. Okay, so alam ko po yun. Parang gano'n. So, I'm really encouraged. Okay, so yun po yung picture natin ng fine line. Sometimes we feel like, okay, we're talking about the same thing. But actually, it's different. And today, we want to define the fine line that separates the two. Okay, ano po ba yung pagkakaiba ng mga dalawa na pinag-uusapan natin? And for tonight, we're going to talk about false hope and true security. Sometimes you feel like ito na talaga, may security na ako, may hope na ako dito sa bagay na pinakahawakan ko. Pero the least that you want to happen to all of us is maling akala lang pala. Okay, yun po yung pag-uusapan natin tonight, especially when it comes to our finances. And for our text tonight, we're actually going to talk about or we're going to discuss something that is related to being rich. Sino po ba sa inyo gusto yung maging rich? I'm sure lahat tayo gusto nating maging rich. And the question now is, ano ba yung picture natin? Ano ba yung ibig sabihin natin kapag sinabi nating rich ang isang tao? Okay, for some of you, maybe ang definition nyo or description nyo kapag sinabi mong rich ang isang tao is yung kapag estudyante ka tapos 1,000 ng baon every day. Wow, yaman. Parang 1,000 ng baon. Yung iba sa atin, probably ang rich sa atin yung pag umuwi ka, hindi internet, hindi Facebook ang hobby mo. Ang pang-ubos oras mo, magbilang ng pera. So, nasa na ba ako? 1,300,000, tapos, I lost count. Ulit, parang gano'n. So, kasi ang dami mong binibilang. Diba? Tipong, makatulog at silalatag mo sa kama, tapos, sarap. Diba? Natutulog ka sa pera. Okay? Maybe for some of us, our definition of being rich is about having so many jewelries. Especially for the women here, di ba? Gusto nyo ba ng jewelries? Okay, gusto nyo ba binibigyan kayo ng jewelries ng loved ones nyo? Yes. Yung mga wives, yes! Okay, yung sobrang dami mo ng jewelries, yung tipong pang naglalakad ka, kuba ka na, parang ang bigat ng jewelries ko, ng mga gold ko, ng diamonds ko. So, rich. Pwedeng ganyan yung definition nyo. Maybe for some of us, the definition of being rich is having all the gadgets, the latest gadgets possible. Okay, so meron kang iPhone 6, iPhone 7, iPhone 10. So lahat ng iPhone meron ka na. Meron kang maraming laptop, meron kang mga GoPro na camera. So lahat ng latest gadget talagang in na in ka, techie na techie ka. So lahat meron ka. Maybe that's your definition of someone who's rich. Oh, pasok ka sa uso when it comes to gadget. Okay? Maybe for some, hindi yung mga gadget. Masabi mong mayaman yung isang tao kapag marami siyang kotse. Diba? Meron kang Ferrari, may Subaru ka, tapos meron kang Porsche. Diba namin yung Porsche, yung sa harap ng bahay? Ay, Porsche. Okay, so, hindi, Porsche po, kotse. Okay? So ngayon, yung Porsche, 'di ba? Or yung mga kotse na sikat ngayon, yung mga sports car, yung tipong sasabihin mo lang o ano, yaya, punta ka nga doon sa ano, sa palengke, bumili ka ng suka, o dali mo muna yung Ferrari natin. Oh. Sikat, parang ang yaman mo, Ferrari kay yaya. 'Di ba? So kasi rich. Or probably rich para sa iyo kapag ganito kalaki yung bahay mo. 'Di ba? Tapos yung isang hagdan, papa-convert mo, papalta mo ng slide para pa magsi-swimming ka, so slide ka na lang. Ha, diretso ka ng swimming pool. Ang laki ng bahay mo, eh. Tipong matutulog ka Monday, saan kaya ako matutulog? Sa room number 1. 'Di ba? Tapos Tuesday, room number 2, papalit-palit ka ng kwarto bukod pa yung sa master's bedroom mo. So kasi ang laki ng bahay mo, you are rich. Or maybe for some of us, ang picture natin ng rich is yung pa-travel-travel ka na lang. Okay? In fact, meron kang sariling jet plane. Okay? May sariling private jet ka. Tipong, magkano kaya ako? Magkapi kaya ako sa Hong Kong? Ha? Lipad ka ng Hong Kong, tapos magkakapi-kapi ka. Parang masarap mag-sushi. Punta nga ng Japan. Diba? Tipong, ay, may meeting akong 8 o'clock sa Philippines. Babalik na lang ako. Para yung ang pa-travel-travel ka na lang. Tapos hindi ka nagdadala ng luggage. Kasi ayaw mo magdala ng luggage kasi baka malaglag bala ka pa. So dadala ka lang wallet kasi I'm gonna travel light. Bibili na lang ako nung kailangan ko doon. No? Rich. Maybe yun yung ano mo, yun yung picture mo ng being rich. And today, we wanna understand ano ba talaga yung ibig sabihin natin when the Bible talks about someone who is rich. Tayo kaya, papasok ba tayo sa category na rich? Sino ba sa inyo may katabi kayong rich? Mayaman. Yan, mayaman sa pagmamahal, di ba? So, makikita natin as we read the Word of God, and at the same time, we want to understand what is God's view when it comes to the people who are rich. Ano ba yung gusto ni God mangyari when you are someone who is rich? So, for us to learn from that, from the Word of God, can we just all stand? We're gonna read in the book of 1 Timothy. We're gonna continue reading from the scriptures that we were reading last week, okay, in our series. So, as we read there in chapter 6, verse 17, as for the rich in this present age, charge them not to be haughty, nor to set their hopes in the uncertainty of riches, but on God, who richly provides us with everything to enjoy. Let us pray. Lord, thank you for your scripture. I pray, God, that you would grant us the wisdom and the understanding so that we would not just learn from it, that we would be able to apply it, Lord, every day of our lives. This we claim in Jesus' name. Amen. Okay, please take your seats. I want to give you a background of the scripture that we are reading. Okay? If you would notice, okay, the scripture that we read is from 1 Timothy. And it is from 1 Timothy kasi this is the first letter, okay, yung one po, it means first letter that was given to Timothy. Okay? Ang nagbigay po sa kanya ng letter is the Apostle Paul. So I want you to know that at this time, this letter was handed to him during the time that he was leading the church in Ephesus. Siya po yung current senior pastor during this time. And the Apostle Paul, being someone who is leading, overseeing many churches, he was trying to give an advice to Timothy on how to lead the church in Ephesus. And yung binabasa po natin, this is the latter part of his letter. And he was actually giving an advice to him and giving a charge to him on how to actually lead the rich people in Ephesus. Because I want you to know that yung church po in Ephesus, yung mga Ephesians, they were people who are actually wealthy. Kasi yung area nila is the trading port, trading area in that, parang nung panahon na yon. So everyone who wants to go to the land, to trade, dadaan lagi sa Ephesus. So yung mga tao doon, definitely maraming employed, maraming trade na nangyayari. Kaya rich sila, may wealth na nagsisirculate sa Ephesus. Therefore, it's safe to assume na yung church members, o yung church members ni Pastor Timothy, are wealthy. And in putting that in mind, si Apostle Paul, he was giving him an advice. He was saying, this is how you lead these rich people in your congregation. Okay? That is why, as we start yung scripture, it was addressed to Timothy, charging, giving a charge for the rich. Okay, sabi doon, as for the rich in this present age. Okay, in another translation, in fact, sabi doon, not just charge them. Sabi doon, command the rich people in your church. So, ganun po yung instruction ni Paul. And I want you to know, sino kaya tong rich na pinag-uusapan dito? Ang pinag-uusapan kaya dito is the rich people on his time lang o sabay sa panahon natin. I want you to know that the Bible is very interesting because it uses phrases that allows us to relate to it. You would notice there, sabi doon, as for the rich in this present age. So it the scripture became timeless because of the choice of words. Ibig sabihin nun, when God used that letter to address situations in the church in Ephesus, He is also using that same letter to address situations in our present age. So I want you to know, when we talk about this scripture and the lessons and the commands that you would learn from it, this is not just pertaining to the situation in the old times. This is also talking about our situation today. Okay? So sino po ba yung mayaman? Sino po ba yung rich na pinag-uusapan natin? A lot of times, we have different concepts or pictures that comes to mind kapag sinabi natin yung rich. Nasabi ko nga kanina, di ba, yung may mga mansion, yung tipong maraming pera, sobrang nag-uumapaw yung pera. Pag may nalaglag na 500, ay, madumi na. Ayoko na sa 500. Kasi, ang dami mong pera eh. So, nag-uumapaw. So, ngayon, ano po ba yung rich na pinag-uusapan dito? I want you to know that when God talks about the rich, it actually talks about all of us, or majority of us, if not all of us. Kasi, pag sinabi mong rich, it is the desire that God has for us. Kung if you would notice in the scripture, wala po nakasulat dyan na bawal maging mayaman. Parang, oy, there's no such thing there written na to become rich is a sin. Di ba? Wala naman po. So, ibig sabihin, as far as God is concerned, okay lang maging rich. In fact, the Bible says that it is His will. Okay, sabi sa 2 Corinthians, you will be made rich in every way. Okay, that's the promise of the Lord. Ibig sabihin na lahat po tayo, okay, God intended, God planned us to experience rich, being rich. Okay? We are meant to experience wealth in our life. Okay, yun po yung plano ni God. So, if we will just accept this truth, ibig sabihin, dito po sa room natin, lahat ng tao sa room na to, we're just divided into two groups. You are either already rich, mayaman ka na, or you are someone who is soon to be rich. Okay? It means it's just a matter of time. Magiging mayaman ka rin, magiging rich ka rin. Why? Because this is the promise of the Lord. Okay? And God does not lie. Sabihin, it will come to pass. For as long as you are a follower of God, for as long as you are living your life according to His will, then being wealthy, being rich, is going to happen in your life. This is the promise of the Lord. So this is encouraging. Okay? So sabi mo nga sa katabi mo, mayaman ka. Okay? Mayaman tayo. In fact, maybe for some of us dito, it doesn't sink into you. Kasi alam mo, there are situations in your life, you feel like, I'm not eating 3 times a day, there are bills that has to be paid, hindi ko mabayaran. You know what? I want you to know, that if God is on your side, it's bound to change. It may be difficult for you today at this very moment, but it's about to change because God is on your side. In fact, a survey says that if you have food in your fridge, okay, so mayaman niya tayo nagsulat nito kasi di tayo nakarelate, di ba? Kasi gamit natin ref, di ba? If you have food in your ref, okay, clothes on your back, a roof over your head, and a place to sleep, okay, you are richer than 75% of the world. Can you imagine that? You're part of the top 25%, okay, richest people in the world. Okay, if you have money in the bank or your wallet and some spare change, okay, you are among the top 8% of the world's wealthy. Ba't tingnan mo yung wallet mo, may laman ba kahit bariya? And tingnan mo yung nanay mo, nay, 8%. Top 8% to. Mayaman tong anak mo. Parang ganun. Top 8%. Says there, if you woke up this morning with more health than illness, okay, you are more blessed than the million people who will not survive this week. We are blessed. If you have never experienced the danger of battle, the agony of imprisonment or torture, or the horrible pangs of starvation, guess what? You are luckier than 500 million people alive and suffering. Naghihirap, nagsasuffer habang nabubuhay. Guys, I want you to know that we are rich. we are rich. Minsan lang, hindi yung heart lang natin unappreciative. Yes, maybe if there are some of you in this room who are really struggling financially, talagang hirap ka talaga. In fact, even when you consult the Bible, you might qualify for the description of someone who is poor. But for the majority of us, I do believe that we are rich. Hindi lang natin na-appreciate yung situation natin. Hindi lang natin nakikita that we are actually wealthy. In fact, sino sa inyo nakapag-pray na kayo kahit minsan sa buhay nyo? That Lord, sana gawin mo akong rich. Sana payamanin mo ako. Sino? Mag-pray na ba kayo noon? I want you to know, God is so good. Even before you prayed that prayer, God has already answered it. Because God made you rich. God has made you wealthy. God has provided all the things that you need in this life. That's why we are rich. All we need to do is just to realize it. That I am rich. That I am a person who is actually richer than the people around me. In fact, in this room, I'm sure, I'm confident. Okay, you are richer than someone in this room. There is something in you na wala dun sa ibang tao. There is a condition, a financial condition that you have right now that is way better than the other people in this room. Why? Because we are rich. Because that is God's design. So exciting to. I want you to know that this is a great promise from us that even as we started the scripture, as we studied the scripture in 1 Timothy, God is already encouraging us because God is saying we are rich in Him. God designed us to be rich. Okay po ba yun? And then, when he talked about the rich, ibig sabihin tayo pong lahat yun, this is what the Bible says. It says there, for those who are rich, charge them, okay, not to be haughty. Okay? Ano bang ibig sabihin natin to? Hindi yung parang, uy, ang ganda, haughty. Hindi yun, okay? Let's read another other translations para maintindihan natin yung ibig sabihin ng haughty, okay? In other translation, ito yung ginamit lang description. Not to be arrogant, okay? Quit being so full of yourselves or themselves. Not to be conceited. Not to be proud. Okay? Yun po yung ibig sabihin ng haughty. Okay? Not to be arrogant. Not to be full of themselves. And I want you to know that God is saying here that for those rich people, there is a temptation. There is a tendency for people to be arrogant. Why? And maybe for some of you here, you feel like, talagang mayaman ako, pero hindi naman ako arrogant. I'm just saying this because it is a tendency if we will not be careful. That's why God is sounding an alarm for us tonight. And He was saying, do not be arrogant. Do not be haughty. Do not be conceited. Bakit ba nagiging conceited yung tao na mayaman? Okay? Bakit ba nagkakaroon ng arrogance sa kanila? Because there is a temptation for people who has large amount of wealth to consider that all the wealth that they have was actually acquired because of their effort, because of their ability, because of the things that they have done. Dahil sa sariling diskarte, dahil sa sariling gawa. That is why, ang tendency, it's because of me. It's because of what I was able to accomplish. In fact, we could actually see here that when God is saying, do not be arrogant, do not be haughty, God is also saying here that you are not to put your hope in yourself. Ano ba yung self? Yung ability mo, yung kakayahan mo, yung affiliation mo, connected ako. I belong to the richest Filipino group in the Philippines. Richest family. Okay? Mayaman kami. Okay? So, ang feeling mo, pwede na. Pwede na. I am someone special. But God is saying here, do not be arrogant. In fact, I want you to realize, okay, na nagiging arrogant yung tao when they forget saan ba nang galing yung ability nila to produce wealth. The Bible says in the book of Deuteronomy, you may say to yourself, my power and the strength of my hands have produced this wealth for me. But remember the Lord your God, for it is He who gives you the ability to produce wealth and so confirms His covenant, which He swore to your ancestors as it is today. Folks, I want you to know, yes, you may have earned a high pay grade, or you may have worked hard and you are earning bonuses. But guess what? Those things are made possible because God gave you the ability. Can you imagine you being a successful, probably computer science student or probably computer engineer working in the industry, earning a lot? And then all of a sudden, okay, Na-realize mo nag-back to the past ka, nag-travel ka back in time and God did not allow you to have hands. Do you think you would be successful in that field? Maybe you're saying, ay, ano ko, sikat ako kasi pag sa sales ako, pag nagbebenta ako, isang ngiti ko lang. Napapasagot na sila doon sa deal namin, dimple ko pa lang, benta na. Can you imagine if God did not allow you to have an appealing feature? But what would happen? My point here is, I want you to know that everything that you have that allows you to accumulate wealth, whether through business, through employment, or kung ano bang diskarte nyo sa buhay, is something that God allowed you to have. So God is meant to have the credit. Okay? In other words, when God is saying, we are not to be arrogant, as rich people, we are not to be arrogant, God is also saying that we are not to put our hope on ourselves. Do not put your hope on yourselves. So hindi po natin ilalagay yung tiwala natin doon sa kakayahan natin. Hindi doon sa kaya natin gawin. So that is a false hope for us. Not only that, right? He also instructed po Timothy to say this to the rich people. And this is what he said. Not just not to be haughty, sabi niya nun, nor to set their hopes on the uncertainty of riches. Ibig sabihin, hindi lang daw po sa mga abilidad natin, diskarte natin sa buhay. God is saying here that we are not to put our hope as well, even on the riches, on the wealth that we have. Why? Because when we talk about riches, okay, as the Bible describes it, it is uncertain. It is ever-changing. It is not constant. Okay, in fact, in another translation, ang sabi doon, when you talk about the riches or the wealth, okay, here today and gone tomorrow. Diba, nandyan na ngayon, pero bukas, pwedeng wala na. How many of you here na experience yung excited na kayo kasi magsusweldo na, 15 na, 30 na. Kasi tas alam nyo, mga nasa, ano na kayo, two days pa bago magsweldo, pecha de peligro. Para, yung gipit na gipit ka na. Tapos pagdating ng sweldo mo, yes! Only to find out na may babayaran ka palang bill. Tapos nung binayaran mo lahat, binigyan mo lahat ng allowance yung mga anak mo, yung kasama mo, natira sa'yo 20. Corneto ang bagsak, di ba? Pang corneto na lang yung natira sa'yo. Di ba? Parang kulang, di ba? Here today, gone tomorrow. That's the reality that we could actually be experiencing. There was this guy, he was actually interviewed in the news. Because this man was quite popular because he won 14 million pesos in the lottery. So, grabe, no? Ang laking pera. Gusto niyo ba magkaroon ng 14 million? Diba? So, saya, no? 14 million! But what is so amazing about his story, and that's the same reason why he was interviewed, was because after 3 months, okay, this guy, after 3 months, that 14 million pesos that he won in the lottery was already spent. Tapos na po, ubos na yung 14 million niya in 3 months. Grabe, di ba? And the worst part of that is that he was remorsing and he was regretting it because after 3 months, na naubos na yung 14 million na yon, may utang pa siya na 500,000. So, what does it show us? Na money is something that is uncertain. That the wealth that we have is something that is not constant. That's why we are not to put our hope on wealth. Kasi it may be there to us today, it can be gone tomorrow. Okay? Hindi lilipas din. And maybe for some of us here, the whole thought of being rich is not yet sinking in. Feeling mo pa rin, hindi naman ako yung rich eh. Hindi naman ako yung mayaman talaga eh. Okay? Ako yung mahirap. Mahirap kasi ako kasi yung lolo ko mahirap. Yung tatay ko mahirap. Okay? Ako mahirap kasi apelyado namin mahirap. Diba? So, feeling mo talaga, convinced ka talaga, mahirap ka. Okay? So, sige, fine. But the challenge here is, even though we feel like we are not rich, we still think like some rich people who puts their hope on wealth. Okay? We are thinking, siguro, ganito kasi yung picture nun eh. Siguro pag mayaman ako, siguro magiging maayos lahat sa buhay ko. Siguro magiging masaya kami sa pamilya kung mayaman lang ako. Siguro kung mayaman lang ako, dadami yung friends ko kasi malilibre ko lagi sila. Siguro kung mayaman lang ako, siguro magiging matalino ko kasi mabibili ko lahat ng libro. Sige, gagawin kong unan. Siguro kung mayaman lang ako, lahat
magiging okay yung health ko kasi makukuha ko lahat ng mga best medical care. Kung mayaman lang ako, siguro may magmamahal sa akin. Tapos tumituloy luha mo. Maybe that's how you think right now, but guess what? That's like an exact picture of someone who's putting their hope on wealth. And that's something that God is saying, we are not to do. We are not to put our hope on wealth. Because let me ask you this. What if dumating sa iyo yung pera na kailangan mo? Yung yaman na kailangan mo? Does it guarantee that you will have that happiness? Does it guarantee that you will have that friends? Does it guarantee that you will have that peace? Does it guarantee that you will have the things that you really are aiming for? Let me give you an example. If you have so much wealth in you right now, you can actually buy the most comfortable bed in the whole world. Yung tipong paghiga mo, parang, wow, sarap. Parang ano, parang ka nasa ulap. Parang hinihele pag nahiga ka sa kama. But guess what? It doesn't guarantee that you would always have a peaceful sleep. Sino sa inyo din, parang feeling nyo nasa hotel naman kayo natutulog, pero balisa pa rin kayo. Yung tipong pagtulog mo, pagising mo, pagod ka pa rin. Diba? Parang, why? Kasi it doesn't mean that mayroon kang wealth. You are already secured of the things that you need, the things that you want in this life. And how many of you here, okay, thinks na yun lang yung other way? Is it possible that God is even talking to you tonight because God is saying, you may be putting your hope on wealth, you may be putting your hope on yourself, but God is saying, is it possible na there's another way? Or is he saying to you that this is not the way for you to actually have the security, for you to have the peace of mind, the peace of heart that you need in this life? You see, as we pointed out in the scripture, when we trust ourselves, when we put our hope in ourselves, when we put our hope in our wealth, okay, those are but false hopes. Okay? So we're putting our hope on those things. False hopes po. Maling napaglagay natin ng trust natin. Okay? Yung self or yung wealth. But God is saying here, saan ba natin talaga makukuha yung true security? Saan ba talaga natin makikita yung peace that we need in this life, the hope that we have that whatever is happening to us right now, whatever challenges that is ahead, we can find security. We can find that peace na okay lang. Okay lang. Bible says, this is where we find it. We find that not in self or wealth, but we find that by putting our hope on God. Putting our hope in God. And bakit ba si God? Bakit hindi sa sarili? Bakit hindi sa wealth? Bakit kay God? The Bible says that this is the God that we have. In the book of James, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, coming down from the Father of lights, with whom there is no variation. There is no changes that is happening, okay? Or shadow due to change. In another translation, sabi doon, our God, okay, give good gifts to us, and it is not affected like shifting shadows. Okay, hindi nagbabago. Ibig sabihin, regardless of the situation, regardless of the economy, regardless of what is happening around us, His intention to give good gifts, His desire to bless us, never change. The God that we have, the God that God wants us to put our hope on, is unchanging. This is the God that we have. Okay, that is, kaya pala God is saying, huwag mong ilagay dun sa wealth, huwag mong ilagay dun sa self, dun mong ilagay kay God. Why? Because our God is unchanging, nothing compared to those things. What else? Bible says in the book of Ephesians, now to Him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to His power that is at work within us, to Him be the glory in the church and in Christ Jesus throughout all generations forever and ever. Amen. Bible says, this is the God that we have, someone who is unlimited. Okay, yung power niya, yung kakayahan niya magbigay, mag-produce ng wealth is immeasurable. I like how yung choice of words in the scripture, kasi ginamit doon immeasurable. Hindi mo masusukat, pero nilagyan pa ng more. Hindi mo na masusukat, dinagdagan pa. Okay? Ganon katindi. Ganon ka-limited yung God natin. No wonder God is saying, don't put your hope on wealth. Put it on God. Because our God is unlimited. Not only that, the Bible says that if you then, though you are evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father in heaven give good gifts to those who ask Him? Ibig sabihin po nun, the God that we have who has the ability to produce unlimited things, the God that we have who is unchanging, who is always there, who is always constant, is the same God who is a Father and a provider for us. Diba? Ibig sabihin, those unlimited provision is available for you. You know what? Sino ba sa inyo kilala niyo si Bill Gates? Diba, he's the richest man in the world. What is it to me if he is the richest man in the world? I mean, kahit pa nasa kanya lahat ng kayamanan sa buong mundo. But guess what? For as long as hindi siya yung tatay ko, I am not affected. I am not secured. You know why? Because I know that I would not have access to his resources. He would not give me his money. He would not give me his wealth. But guess what? This God that we have, this God that God is saying, put our hope on, is the richest person in the entire universe. Walang tatapat, walang hihigit sa kayamanan, sa riches na meron yung Diyos natin. And this God who is so rich, God is saying, He is like a father to us. He is our father and He is our provider. Sabihin, exciting to guys. Because we know that once we put our hope in Him, we can run to Him. We can find confidence in Him that whatever need that we may have right now, whatever desire that we may have, for as long as it's according to His will, it will come to pass. It will come to us. So exciting yun. And also, in the scripture that we're reading, in 1 Timothy says there, that this God that we have will richly provides us with everything. Wow. Does everything include your tuition fee? Does it include your bills payment? Does it include your retirement pay? Does it include the medicines that you need to buy? Does it include the gadgets that you need to purchase? Does it include the food that you want to eat? Because the Bible says, God will provide for everything. And ito yung matindi dito. Because our God is a God who intends to provide for us. Who gives us. And the Bible says, not only those that we need. Minsan nagpe-pray lang tayo, Lord, nakakahiya naman pag ang pinag-pray ko, yung mga wants ko, yung need lang. Yung pang-everyday ko lang. But guess what? The Bible says, even to the things that we will enjoy, the things that we want, if God wants you to have that, you will have that. Do you believe that? Let me just praise God for that. Our God is good. Come on. In other words, this is what God is trying to say to us, that we are to put our hope on God alone. Not on money and God, not on self and God, but on God alone. Okay? I could just imagine, kanina sinasabi ko, maybe kung mayaman lang ako, magkakaroon ako ng friends. Guess what? Why not believe God? Ask God, Lord, send me people who would stand with me, true friends. Yung hindi ako ibibetray. Diba? Yung hindi lumalapit sa akin kasi gusto niya ligawan yung best friend ko. Yung tunay na kaibigan. You're asking the Lord, sana ma-reconcile yung family ko, sana yung sumaya yung family ko. You know what? Money is not the answer to that. God is. You're asking, Lord, sana maging successful ako sa buhay ko. Guess what? Bible says, promotion does not come from east or the west. God, it comes from the Lord. God would be the one to make you successful. That is why we are to put our hope on God alone. So far, this is what we have talked about. We have false hopes. And most of the time, this is the temptation. We put our hope on ourselves. We put our hope on wealth. But God is saying, true security can be found in God alone. In the book of Isaiah says there, kings will be your foster fathers and their queens your nursing mothers. They will bow down before you with their faces to the ground. They will lick the dust at your feet. Then you will know that I am the Lord. Those who hope in me will not be disappointed. Wow! Sino ba sa inyo umasa na kayo? Tapos umasa kayo, tapos na-disappoint kayo? But God is promising here that when we put our hope in Him, there is no disappointment. There is no breaking of promises. This is the God that we have. As we go back to the scripture that we were talking about, si Paul, he was talking to Timothy about this hope. He was talking that if there's any hope that we have, we are to place it upon God. We are to put it on God. But even before he talked about this hope to be placed on God, he started by saying, how can we actually do that? Because the reality is, hindi naman po ganun kadali na ibigay yung hope, full hope natin kay God, especially when we are faced with situations. Maybe for some of us, we are already stressed out kasi magki-Christmas na, wala pa kayong pang Noche Buena. Maybe for some of you, you're thinking mag-start na naman yung school year o yung second sem, tapos wala pa kayong pang tuition fees para sa mga anak nyo. Maybe you're probably suffering to a certain sickness and you just know you need money badly para makapagamot mo yung sarili mo. Maybe for some of you, the need for wealth, for riches is so dire, so big. And you're saying, would this be really real in my life? I want you to know that God made a way. And even before Paul exhorted the people in Ephesus about this, he showed them where is the source of this hope. The Bible says in 1 Timothy chapter 1, verse 1, the starting statement of his letter to Timothy says there, this letter is from Paul, an apostle of Christ Jesus, appointed by the commandment of God, our Savior and Christ Jesus, who gives us. And that means if you need hope, if we need encouragement, if we need to be able to just have this security in our lives, the only way for us to have that is through Christ. The only way for us to do that is to look at the cross of what Christ has done for us. I want you to know that Jesus Christ as the ultimate expression of God giving us hope, providing for us, and allowing us to experience His blessing. You see, yung mga pangailangan natin, whether it's pangbili ng bigas, pangbayad ng renta, those are legitimate needs. But the greatest need that we have is not financial. The greatest need that we have is for us to be saved from the penalty of our sin. Because lahat tayo dito, okay, no one is exempted. Lahat po tayo may kasalanan. All of us are sinners. But I want you to know that because of that sin, the Bible says what is due us, what we are meant to experience is separation from God, curses, even hell. But because of God's great love, because He is a Father, because He is a provider, He came up with a solution. And that solution is none other than Christ. So my hope is that every time we would look at the cross, every time we would look at what He has done for us, the sacrifice that He has done for us, we would be reminded that through Jesus Christ, I can find security. That whatever seemingly impossible need that I may have right now, it can be provided for through Christ. I want to leave this to you. Our only true source of security is Jesus who saved us for eternity. Church, I want you to know that it's not an accident that God brought you here. Maybe you are here because for some of you, pumunta ka dito kasi, Lord, wala na akong ibang malapitan sa situation ko financially. Wala na akong malapitan sa pinagdadaanan ko, sa concern ko sa family. But guess what? God allowed you to be here because He is at work in your life. And He's saying, my son, my daughter, you're not beyond hope. There is hope in your situation. There is hope in your concerns. And that hope can be found in Jesus Christ alone. There is rescue for you tonight. I'm here for you. Because through Jesus Christ, we can find security. Let's pray. Lord, thank you, God, for bringing us here. Thank you, God, for we know that you want all of us to experience, God, your provision, to experience the goodness that you have for us. And thank you, God, that there is no concern that we have right now that is left unnoticed by you. You are mindful of all of us, Lord. And you are here to help us, to provide for us, to rescue us, and to comfort us. Thank you, Lord. I want to pray for a particular group of people in this room. Maybe you came here and you just know that there is such a big need that you have financially. It's so big na, alam mo, if hindi darating ito, things in your life will get messed up. And you just know you need it urgently. Hindi ito parang 5 years from now. You need it badly. This week, this month. I believe God is here. God is saying, I'm here for you, my son. I'm here for you, my daughter. Will you put your hope in me in that situation? I want to pray for you if that is you. If you're saying, Lord, I want to put my hope in you and this financial need that I have, that I'm in right now. Can I pray for you? Raise your hand if that is you. Yes, I see those hands. Many hands are raised right now. You're not alone in this. Lord, I thank you for you are a great provider for us. That your resource, your riches is unlimited. And thank you, Father, for today you are allowing these people, God, to have a withdrawal, God, from your riches, from your bank of provision, Lord. Thank you, God, that they would experience miracles upon miracles, Lord God, when it comes to provision. Thank you, God, that, Lord, they would not be limited, God, by their salary, their income, their allowances. Lord, thank you that your provision in their life would come supernaturally, Lord. And they would see, Lord, that it's not because of their ability. It's not about their connection. It's about you loving them, providing for them, and being a father to them. Lord, thank you. Just receive it by faith to the Lord. Just, Lord, I receive it by faith. Just claim it. Keep claiming it, Lord. I receive it by faith. Lord, today we receive it by faith. And we are excited to be a testimony, Lord, of your goodness and your provision. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Put down your hands. I want to pray for another group of people in this room. Maybe you are here and you just know God is speaking to you because you've been living your life putting your hope on wealth or probably your ability. And God is asking you right now, my son, my daughter, would you go back to me? Would you repent? Would you ask forgiveness for doing those things? Would you do it right this time around? If you're saying, Pastor, that's me, I want to repent for sinning before God in this area. I want to pray for you. I want to lead you into prayer. Just raise your hand. All heads bowed down, all eyes closed. No one looking around. You want to put your hope in God. Yes, I see those hands. Just keep it raised. You want to repent. Yes, I see those hands. Lord, I pray for these people. Why don't you pray with me? Lord, I ask forgiveness for doing these things, for putting hope in luck, in wealth, in my ability. I repent for doing them. And today, I make a decision to put my hope in you, that you would be my greatest provider, that you would be my source in every need, that I would even be faithful to the things that you have provided me, starting today. Lord, I embrace your will and I embrace your blessing in my life starting today. In Jesus' name, amen.